It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new investigation from the public radio show Reveal looks at America's 911 emergency dispatch centers. The report finds that the Dane County 911 emergency management system is among the best in the nation.
Reveal found that Dane County's 911 dispatch center has beat national standards for the past 5 years. The industry standard is that a 911 dispatcher answers more than 90% of calls within 15 seconds, 95% of calls within 20 seconds.
But many centers fall short of that benchmark, in large part because of difficulties keeping enough staff on the job.
Reporter Byard Duncan gathered data from around 60 of the 100 biggest cities in America. He's an investigative reporter. He covered 911 dispatchers for Reveal. Byard, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we zoom into the work you did here in Wisconsin, in Dane County in particular, I want to look at this standard for dispatch. 15 seconds is the goal for every call to be answered. As you started to look around the country, how successful are we at hitting that benchmark?
Yeah, so the 15-second benchmark is enshrined in the law in some states, more of a recommendation in others, but it's definitely widely adopted and agreed upon to be the gold standard for how fast dispatch centers should pick up 911 calls. I wanted to measure the efficacy of this, and so what I did was send records requests out to the 100 largest cities in America, and trying to measure exactly how many of them were stacking up. I heard back from about 60 so far, and of those 60, nearly half, or 23 dispatch centers were falling short of that standard. And of course, these are, you know, these are dispatch centers in large cities like Los Angeles, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Portland, Oregon, places like that.
Your reporting took you to Wisconsin and Dane County. This was a place where you saw the benchmark getting hit. What did you find when you looked at Dane County and their performance on that benchmark?
So Dane County, like you said, has been able to hit the 90% of calls answered, 911 calls answered in 15 seconds or less for several years in a row. And although it's true that the challenges to meeting that standard are pretty multifaceted, can have to do with technology or staffing or other factors, the thing everybody always told me was often it's a question of simply having enough dispatchers, telecommunicators there to pick up the volume of calls that are coming in fast enough. And in Dane County, they're lucky to be very well staffed. When I first interviewed the head of the dispatch center there, he told me that they were close to 90% staffing. But then when I called him up a couple months later again for a fact check, he told me they had actually reached full staffing, which unfortunately in this industry, it's pretty rare.
And that's a huge part of your story. Even in a place like Dane County that's hitting the benchmarks, I didn't get a sense that they felt like, great, they had everything solved. It seemed like, yeah, one or two people quitting or getting sick, and we're in the same boat as anyone else. Why is staffing so difficult at 911 dispatch centers?
There's a lot of reasons for that, but one of the key reasons, I think, is just the sheer difficulty of the job. This is not a job for everyone. I learned in my reporting, you know, it takes a special type, it takes a lot of resiliency, a lot of toughness, and frankly, just a capacity for dealing with a lot of trauma a lot of the time. You know, there have been studies over the course of the years pointing to the high rates of PTSD, suicidal ideation, depression among 911 dispatchers. And so, you know, when you're hiring for the job, you can expect a fair amount of attrition, even early in the process, you know, within the first year. And you can expect someone to, you know, have to deal with a lot of really difficult situations nonstop. And I think that's part of the challenge in staffing and retaining 911 dispatchers across the country, not just in Dane County.
You spoke with Hannah Thomas, a dispatcher in the Dane County 911 center. She told you some about what she and colleagues go through. What kind of things was she talking about?
So, you know, Hannah's story is a lot like the stories of other dispatchers I've spoken with. You know, she gets a lot of calls, just as her colleagues do, that are life or death calls. You know, they're not all life or death calls. You know, another issue a lot of dispatchers spoke with me about was trying to reduce call volume, hopefully someday with a better process for weeding out, you know, the grandmother who's got a raccoon in her compost bin, you know, and wants to do something about that. But it is absolutely true for Hannah and for other dispatchers that they're getting calls, you know, in people's worst moments, and they're called to action to dispatch, you know, police and EMS, but also in certain cases, like in Hannah's case, to actually coach people through CPR and life-saving care over the phone.
And Hannah, you said, has typical stories, but also she's been in this for almost 12 years, you say in your piece. That's fairly unique, it sounds like. Some people, as you mentioned, don't make it very long. Some people don't make it through, you know, the first couple of days of training. How successful are centers like this in trying to retain people like Hannah for over a decade?
Well, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. There's been a staffing crisis among 911 dispatchers for several years now. The trends I observed when I was looking at the data for my reporting seem to indicate that it really reached sort of an ultimate crisis point right during and shortly after the pandemic. And that was for a number of different reasons. I think, you know, people were just burning out with the number of 911 calls. I think also people were looking for other jobs and were getting sort of a cushion as far as like government subsidies to be able to step away from the really hard and traumatic work and sort of explore new careers. But the data show in a lot of places that, you know, the staffing crisis really did hit a nadir in 2021 and into 2022. And a lot of places have been kind of clawing their way back to full staffing ever since then with varying degrees of success.
And you report that Hannah and other dispatchers are looking for a classification change from being treated as administrators to first responders. That sounds like a technicality maybe, but it would have, if I understand correctly, some real implications. What would that distinction mean?
This is huge for dispatchers, and it's been a conversation for several years now. The way I actually found Dane County in my reporting was that Johnny Leonard, the deputy director of the Dane County Dispatch Center, actually wrote a letter to the federal government a couple years ago challenging the federal government's classification, specifically some key provisions of the government's classification that claim dispatchers are, quote unquote, precluded from administering actual care. Now, Johnny, in his letter, mentioned that not only do dispatchers in Dane County administer actual care, but their center, along with other centers across the country, have a way of tracking and commemorating the instances of lives they've saved. It's called the Wall of Life, and it's these rows and rows of glass plaques that hang in one hallway of the Dane County Dispatch Center. There's more than 100 of them, and they've only been keeping track since, I think, around 2020. But each one of these plaques, again, of which Hannah has five, are basically commemorations of a dispatcher getting a call, somebody being virtually unresponsive, them successfully applying their training to, usually it's CPR or like an AED machine. The person makes it out okay on the other side, and the center's medical director actually follows up and reviews it to ensure that the life was actually saved. They have strict criteria for it. So what really drew me to Dane County and to Johnny and Hannah's stories was this idea that the government, the federal government, really believes firmly this one thing about 911 dispatchers. And yet here you have this relatively small center in Wisconsin, and like I said, many others across the country, challenging that designation and actually accumulating proof to challenge it, you know, showing on the wall that they've saved these lives despite what the government sort of claims.
If that reclassification happened, if a state reclassified or it was done at a federal level, would that give potentially access to more mental health care for that dispatcher who's suffering from PTSD?
It could. You know, the federal reclassification is a, you know, it's been pitched as a no-cost bill that essentially would just require the population of 911 dispatchers to be moved from administrative support occupations into another designation that's more closely associated with police and fire. Whether they would get immediate tangible benefits from this, you know, retirement or better pay, better access to mental health counseling. That would be decided at the state level. But what the reclassification does, according to advocates I've spoken to, is it really streamlines this process of adoption at the state or local level, removes roadblocks that may exist. And there have been plenty of examples of states reclassifying and then dispatchers getting these tangible benefits later on, you know, in Idaho, in Washington State, and in Arizona. Dispatchers there were able to get tangible benefits after state-level reclassifications went through.
Byard, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Byard Duncan is an investigative reporter. He spent over a year reporting on 911 answer times for Reveal. As Byard mentioned, 911 dispatch centers have faced chronic staffing issues for years. Waukesha County's 911 dispatch center had as few as half the staff they needed in 2023, but the center has managed to almost double their staffing levels in the 3 years since. Gail Goodchild is the Director of Emergency Preparedness for Waukesha County. Gail, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
Well, now, you've said in other interviews that your dispatch center there was able to address understaffing from kind of a low point just a few years ago. Can you tell us how bad it was in those lower days?
Yeah, man, take me back a few years. So it started occurring with COVID, as many employers saw the loss of staff and having a hard time recruiting good qualified candidates. So really it compounded until we got till, I would say 2023 to 2024 was where we were at our lowest points. And it compounded for a couple reasons. The first was we had skipped a few of our hirings. So typically we hire twice a year for our dispatchers, and we had skipped that just because of the concern of COVID, right? And being in that close environment. And so we weren't maintaining our staffing levels because we were losing folks to the private industry or for other reasons, and we weren't adequately replacing them. So we were falling a bit behind without having those, you know, regular hiring processes in place. And so the second factor that really compounded the staffing challenges was the fact that now you have less staff that are expected to do more work in a stressful environment and expected to pick up overtime shifts. So working back-to-back 12-hour shifts, sometimes having what we call an 8-hour turnaround, meaning, you know, you get done with your shifts, you go home, maybe say hi to your family, eat a little something, take a quick nap, you know, get up, get ready for your workday, and then you go back to work. So it's a very vicious cycle that really weighs on the dispatcher's mental health. And so really, we were starting to see burnout from those compounded factors. And that's when we hit our low point in the 2023 into 2024. So in Waukesha County here, we are funded for 46 dispatchers. And we were at less than 50% of that.
Wow.
Both in 23 and 2024. Right. So
what did you do? You're in a better spot now. What did you do to turn things around there?
Right. So I am the director. I've been the director here at Waukesha County Communication Center since January of 2025. So the previous director and our operations manager obviously recognized that some changes needed to take place. So in working with the leadership team here at Waukesha County, they had completed a compensation study to right size the pay for our dispatchers to be competitive in the workforce. So as I mentioned earlier, we were losing folks to the private sector. Why wouldn't you want to go work somewhere where you could get paid more? You could work a normal schedule, Monday through Friday, possibly day shift, and have less stress. So it was difficult to retain our staff for those reasons. And with that compensation study, we were able to increase the pay of our dispatchers, allowing us to be more competitive. So that was one of the first things that was done back in 2023. And then about a year or two, you know, we started really seeing the payoff from that change. Another big change for us was what we call hiring for fit. Whereas in the past, we really looked for individuals who had past experience, whether it be in customer service or dispatching. And hiring for fit means that we're looking for somebody who has the personality and the positivity and who really wants to come and do the work that we do here in the dispatch center. Because that goes a really long way when you're stuck in a room with your peers for 8 to 12 hours. We want them to contribute to that positive culture and that positive environment. We were seeing that as people were getting burnt out, they were negative, and, you know, not happy to be there, obviously. And so we were trying to focus on culture. And the first way to do that is hiring for fit or making sure that we were hiring the right people. And then with the mindset that we can train them to be good dispatchers and have the skill sets that they need to get the job done.
Now, we're hearing that lots of centers have had staffing problems. Even the ones that are staffed up are, you know, one or two retirements away from being short-staffed again. One answer, I guess, is you might all poach each other's workers, right, and steal them back and forth. What would it take, do you think, to just get more people to enter this career in the first place and to have this on their radar?
We kind of joke that, you know, you see kids running around during Halloween trick-or-treating with, you know, a law enforcement or police officer costume or a firefighter, you know, costume, and nobody's running around with a headset and wants to be a dispatcher when they grow up. But, yeah, so, you know, recruiting folks, I think, is challenging because dispatching isn't recognized as a formal career path. Right now, at the federal level, a dispatcher or telecommunicator is classified as office or administrative support. And that truly isn't a good reflection of the work that's being done in the dispatch centers.
Right. What would that mean for your staff there to be reclassified as protective service or first responder or something like that on a practical level, but also for, I guess, morale?
Yeah. So for morale, definitely. So we understand what our role is as being a critical link in that emergency services response workflow, right? So you call 911, you need the dispatcher to gather the information and then to send the resources to the right location and to get them there quickly. They're critical in that process. And so morale kind of falls back to when you're being classified as officer administrative support, it doesn't fully recognize the work and the stress load that the dispatchers have. So really, I do believe that morale would increase if they were appropriately classified, reflecting the work that they truly do. Other things that kind of come into play with that reclassification is access to mental health benefits and retirement benefits that we see with other first responders in the field, like law enforcement and the fire service.
Gail, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing your work with us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rob.
Gail Goodchild is the Director of Emergency Preparedness for Waukesha County. Earlier, we spoke with Bayard Duncan, an investigative reporter who researched 911 dispatch centers for Reveal.